Okay, we're up to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're up to 7 days. Sif Katan Hey. Okay, we're in the middle of Netilas Yodayim. Netilas Yodayim.
I'm not that close.
Sif Katan Hey. Lo Yiga Koydem Netil Le Bepev Le Bechoytem Le Beinayim V'loy Beoznayim V'loy Befiyat Abbas V'loy Beoychol. A whole number of things. The person now touches Peh. His mouth, his nose, his eyes. What about the eyes? So over here, the Bekitz Shulchan Aruch is Mekatzer, Sif Beis. He just says, don't touch the eyes. So some would assume, don't touch your eye if your eye is open. Don't put your contacts on. Don't put it when you're before you wash, Netilas, then because there's a Ruach Ra, as we mentioned, there's a Ruach Ra on the Yadayim. The Mishnah Brura very interestingly says, don't even touch your eyes when your eyes are closed. So, I mean, I think the average person, they think, you have something stuck in your eyes, some mucus, so when, as long as your eyes are closed, you'll take off the mucus before you wash the tilas time. That's not touching your eyes. The Mishnah Brura disagrees. The Mishnah Brura is more machmir than the kitzur. The kitzur just doesn't say exactly what part of the eyes. Even when your eyes are closed, and a person can, he should try not to touch his eyes before he washes the sudayim. V'loy be'oznaim, the ears. V'loy be'piatabas, that's the back of the body. V'loy be'oicholim, food. Now, we discussed this last time. What happens if a person does indeed touch food before he washes his tilas time? So the Mishnah Brura says, if the food is a dry food, if it's possible, not always possible, you should rinse the food 3 times to remove the Ruach Ra. Very interesting. Like you have a fruit. So there's a Ruach Ra on a person's hands. You touch the fruit. You forgot to wash the Tilas Yadayim. So now the fruit has Ruach Ra. You should wash, take a cup, and rinse the fruit 3 times to remove the Ruach Ra from the fruit. If you have a piece of bread, obviously, you're not going to go wash the bread. So we learned over here in the Shemis and Halach, we read this inside that the Bizman Hazeh were very makel on this, because Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Ruach Ra, we do not know what this is. So the Sha'arim Yisrael Malacha says, Bizman Hazeh, Bidyeved, you don't, should never throw out food if food becomes touched by hands that have not been washed before in the Tilas Yodayim. V'loy b'mokam ha'kaz, in ancient times, everyone, there's bloodletting was a very popular thing. So don't touch the place of bloodletting. You know a barber, I'm sure you all know a barber, they all have that, those, so what is that symbol, that spinning thing? Bloodletting. Google it. That symbol, the barber symbol, is a bloodletting symbol. Because in ancient times, the barber was, you can't make a pint of being a barber. You have to have 2 things. As a barber, every barber was also a bloodletter. It was a double, there must be something to it. A bloodletter? Yeah.
You also did cupping.
What's cupping? What?
Bonkers.
What's that?
Bonkers is where they take little cups
and
they suck. And it takes the so-called disease or fever out.
Uh-huh.
It had nothing to do with blood. There was no blood involved.
Okay. So they had multitasking. They didn't. So that symbol is really a bloodletting symbol. And it remained, even though today a barber does bloodletting, they'll put him in jail in 2 minutes, but that symbol has remained ad hayom hazeh. Okay. Would cause damage, and when we discussed this last time, the Bisman Azeh, we're not makbid on this, don't get carried away with this, because we don't have any more in our times Ruach Ra. These things have, the Rambam says, in ancient times we were more spiritual, so then we're worthy of having Ruach Ra. Bisman Azeh, we're not so spiritual, so they don't even bother with us. It's not even kedai for them to come and bother with us. I remember someone once told me, I had this discussion with someone. I'll tell you the whole story very quickly.
Sure.
We had a certain place we used to light the menorah. And we used to light the menorah, and on Friday we put in enough oil that it went the whole Shabbos. So it came to shul. My face, you come for Shabbos morning to Shacharis, the menorah in shul is still going from the night before. So the guy goes, unbelievable, I never saw this before. It's like, it's no big deal, you just put in enough oil, you put in a good wick, whatever, you do it the right way. He's like, I can't believe this, I never, my whole life, I never saw such a thing. You come in Shabbos morning and the Nair is still going. So I told him, let me explain to you. Someone once told me years ago, he remembers years ago when he was very young, he davened in a very choshuva minyan on Rosh Hashanah. G'dayla Yisrael were davening there. There must have been 100 people, but every person was a Yorev Shalim. Shleim of Yireim. Came time to blow the shofar. They give it to the Baal Tokiah, a choshuva person, very Talmud Chacham, couldn't get out of Tokiah. Nothing. the krich to get out one tekiah. It got to a point they literally passed the shofar around from person to person to blow. That's how bad it got. Because today, come to the shul, 500 people. I go to this shul, go to that shul, go to my children, my grandchildren, go here, go there. Ruba de ruba, the tekiahs are perfect. Wherever I go, some places they don't even have to repeat even one tekiah. Why? What's going on? So the answer is because in the olden days, they were a much higher madrega. The Satan came. They had a good shofar, they had a good balei tekiah, but they were such holy people, it were roy for the Satan to come on the davening Rosh Hashanah to hold you back. You shouldn't be zoicha to have a good tekiah. The skatnu hadoros, the zman hazeh. The Satan, it's not even kedai to come. It's not kedai for these people. It's not kedai to come. So there's no problem. The Satan doesn't come. I said years ago, you know why the Neris didn't light? Because the Satan came. He didn't let them go past the night. There's not azeh. The Satan doesn't come, so the Neris go, that's why there's not azeh. There's no problem. The Neris can go all the way until the next day. So the Rambam is the same thing. There was in the olden times, there was a tremendous Kedusha. And when there's tremendous Kedusha, the Satan, there's this spiritual thing called Ruach Ra, it comes to try to cause harm. Bizman Hazeh, we don't live on those levels, so we don't have this thing called the Ruach Ra, and we don't have to be as sensitive to it as they were in ancient times. Part of the Kevav. Sifkan Vav. Toivul HaHakbir, B'Bim Thos Yadayim Shachris. And there are many halachas, but kli. Now there are many rules for a kli. The kli cannot have any cracks. If a kli has a crack, it's not a kosher. There's a halacha. Not everyone is aware of this. You have to use a proper utensil for the tilas yadayim. You need a proper utensil. Don't worry. Just listen. Don't worry. Just relax. So maybe give him. Have a safe. Okay. With a proper utensil of mayim, with water, not with anything artificial, Purell, although it may be more effective than water, it's not kosher for netilas yodayim. It's a very interesting concept. Why not? Why isn't Purell? It's better. It kills the bacteria. Water doesn't kill the bacteria. No, this halacha is, there's different rules. There's halacha, and there are things that are practical. You want to really kill the bacteria, so you use Purell also. But not in Mekayim the Mitzvah, you have to use Mayim.
Similarly, you want what?
Vav. With the Koyach Gavra, you have to use your hands. You cannot, if you put your hand on an electronic sink and the water comes out, that is not called Koyach Gavra. It has to be through pouring water, putting your hands under the sink, electronic sink coming. But the other, if you don't have a cup and you want to go and turn the faucet on, three times, that some opinions are hold, that's called koyach gavra. That is, the only reason why the water is flowing is because I'm actually turning it on. Three, I'm letting the, it's pressure, but I am releasing the pressure to allow the water to flow. That, to a certain degree, can be called koyach gavra bidya. That it's still not called a kli. Because the pipe, it's very, very weak svara to suggest that the pipe where the water is coming from can be considered a kli, and by turning on the faucet, that's koyach gavra. The pipe is not really a kli. And opening up the faucet is not really koyach gavra, it's just releasing pressure, your grama. I'm opening the faucet, so the pressure, the koyach, is the koyach of gravity that's coming from the reservoirs coming downhill, that's what's coming upon my hands. So it's not an ideal thing to do, but when you have nothing else, you don't have a utensil, and you don't have a utensil, so you have no choice, that will be considered your kli, the faucet will be considered your kli, and the opening up of the pressure will be considered to be the koyach gavra. What?
No different than Heichen Rosho being considered.
By shaving. Yeah. Heichen Rosho, you move your hand.
Why?
You mean Masayeya?
Like this for the
ball. It's a Masayeya, you're helping out. Okay, I hear. Okay, these are svaris which are lechatil is b'diavad. You have to use the same type, the same rules apply for washing, negelvas that apply for washing your hands for eating bread. Ach, b'shas hatchak, she'en lo ikura, if you don't have water, you want to daven. You're not allowed to daven until you wash your hands. So, by the way, let me just take a step back. Very important. There are basically three reasons why you need to wash your hands in the morning. Three separate reasons, and they're nafkaminas. Number one, there's something called ruach ra. We don't know what this is. A spiritual thing called when you sleep for more than a half an hour, a ruach ra comes upon a person. Number two, it's gzeres hakasev chadashim labukadim rabba munasecha. the beginning of the simon, like a kohen, just like a kohen, has to wash his hands from the kior before he does avoda, before you begin your service to Hashem in the day, you have to wash your hands. The third reason is a very practical reason. Your hands are dirty. Hygiene. You're sleeping, your hands touch part of the body with this bacteria. It's dirty, you have to wash hands. Three different reasons. L'may nafkamina, I slept with gloves on. I put on those medical gloves, there's no question. Or I use Purell. I wash my hands with Purell, so they're not, they're definitely clean. But, Ruach Ra, Purell's not going to take away Ruach Ra, it appears. I don't, Ruach or not, it has to have Mayim. And as far as Chadashim Labakotim Rabbah Munasecha, you're a Kohen. A Kohen, a Gzeres HaKosav, has to wash his hands. Not because of cleanliness. Sanctity. There's a sanctity in washing your hands from the Kiyah before you do the Avodah. Okay, now another Nafkamina. Let's say you go to sleep. Let's say you already washed your hands. I wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, and I wash my hands, and I go back to sleep for another hour. So as far as Chadoshim Labukam, doing washing like the Kohen, you did it once, just once a day. As far as cleanliness, well, if you sleep, your hands might not be clean. As far as Ruach Ra, well, if you sleep more than half an hour, there's Ruach Ra. So you can come up with Nafkaminas. You have to always keep in mind, there are three separate reasons for washing hands. Ruach Ra, a Kohen has to do a wash before he does Avoda, and your hands may be dirty because it touched parts of the body that are not clean. So here it says, you don't have proper water, all you have is Purell. Okay, so you at least, the very least, you can remove the Ruach Ra. You can daven, it's a very interesting concept. You can daven even though the Ruach Ra is still on your hands. The only thing that's critical for davening is your hands should be clean. So if you touch part of your body when you were sleeping that's not clean, a part of the body that has sweat, as long as you can remove that sweat, you're good to go. You have not fulfilled, but this Ruach Ra, this spiritual Ruach, so what? It's okay. Oh, but you have not been Mekayim, the halacha that a Kohen needs to wash his hands from the Kiyah before you do. You're not a Kohen! Don't get carried away now. You're not a Kohen, it's only a Zeichel Adavar. So you're good to go as long as you can be sure your hands are clean. You can use Purell, or you can even rub your hands on something which is clean and you're okay, on wood. So Yochal Litol Yadav Mitoich Kol Davar. You can, if you don't have a proper, you have a utensil that's less than a revius. Okay, it's less than 2.9 ounces. A revius is between 2.9 ounces and about 5.1 ounces. Okay, so if you don't have a proper, or let's say you have a ukli, but the ukli has a crack. So even though you can wash fast and the water will drip out of the crack, it's not a kosher kli. It's practical. I can wash my hands. But if you let, but it's not kosher for netila, being there's a hole in the utensil, it's cracked. And the cold davar, uvachol mine mayim, any type of water, colored water, or even the water that's not 100% clean, it's clean enough for your purposes, but it's not necessarily clean for halachic purposes. Uviloi koyach gavra. V'yochol, now here's a fascinating idea, v'yochol levarich al netilas yodayim, and you can make a bracha of netilas yodayim. If you wash, if as long as you, anything that you use, it appears, if you use Purell, it appears you can make, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you can make a bracha if you have nothing else. Asher kiddushan b'mitzvah tzvanu al netilas yodoyim. Netilas. As long as you are using, using a liquid. Okay, let's see a few more lines. V'im yesh lefan of nohar. If you have a river, so it's better toiv yoyser sheyitbol bo yadov, to dip your hands into the river shalosh pamim oyafilu b'shelag, or even in snow. It's snowing outside, but it says you should dip your hand in different parts of the snow. Don't dip yourself, don't dip in water, in different parts of the water. Avalim ein loy mayim klal. Okay, so I take that. You only can wash, say, the bracha netilas yodayim if you're using water. Even though you're not using a kli, and even though it's not koyach gavra, you can still make a bracha al netilas yodayim as long as your hands have been cleansed by water, even though it's not being done with the utensil, and it's not being done to koyach gavra, you're just dipping your hands into water. But, aval, in Englo, mayim klahal, there's no water, you're using some other type of detergent, Purell, or you're rubbing your hands. Yikanech yodav be'ezadover v'yivorech al nikiyus, the cleanliness of the yodayim. Yes, Asher Kedushan B'mitzvot Svanu Al Nikiyus Yodayim. So I'm assuming that if you use Purell, very popular, use Purell, you make a bracha of Nikiyus Yodayim. That's what it seems to say over here. If you don't have water, and that's what you're using. The Dailoy L'Tzvila, and you can now daven, because you have removed the filth. You have not yet removed the Ruach Ra, you have not acted like a Kohen who does the Avoda, but you're okay, you're good to go for davening. But in order to remove the Ruach Ra, when you later come in contact with water, the kelim ruim, when you have proper utensils, yitol yadav kiroy, you should wash your hands the second time. Avolo yivarichod, once you made the bracha of al nikiyus yodayim, you do not make another bracha of nitilas yodayim. Zayin. Ksivit says in the pasuk, baruch inavshi es Hashem chol kirovai Hashem kadosh, may my neshama bless Hashem and all of my kirovai, my innards, all of my limbs, my legs, my head, my arms, my shoulders, Hashem kadosh. The kevan, since over here it says the word. It's a very important pasuk. It says in Rosh Chodesh, but the Chol Kirovai tells us that all of a person's limbs must be clean when, or must be covered when he davens. The Kevan Shesor Chodem Levorich as Hashem B'Chol Kirovav, all of his limbs, his arms and legs, also Levorich at Sheinake Es Hakrovayim, the insides, not just your outer limbs, the inside. You're not allowed to make a bracha. This is where it comes from. Everyone knows where it comes from. The whole kirovai. Kirovai means my insides. What's the keref? What's inside? My intestines, my stomach, my bowels must be. What?
By the
the insides. So you have to make sure that your inside is clean, because the chol kirovai Hashem kadosh. Therefore, mitzoa umei raglayim uvukumim beboker. Now here he says something very important. We wake up in the morning, mistama. Hutzach lasoy tzarachav zayin. Last line, the very last line. We wake up in the morning. You have to eat mistama. Hutzach lasoy tzarachav oil chlapakos lahashtin al kain lo yivarech birchas al matilas and deliver. Person, when he if he washes his hands before he if a person will wash his hand as he should before he goes to the basin, like he's, if a person has the basin by his bed, we discussed last week. Today we're very not machber on this because we consider the entire bias to be one big dalit amos. So many are not machber on having a basin by their beds. But if a person does wash his hands before he goes to the Beis HaKisei, the person should not lo yivarech birchas al netilas yodayim. You should not make the bracha b'shas netila ad la'acha sheyinake es atzma until you first clean your body, because the pasuk of the whole kravai the yirchatz yod of oid pam, and then he says something very interesting. When you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you have to wash your hands a second time. V'oz yivarech al netilas yodayim. Now look at the order. So he's saying persons first go to the Beis HaKisei. If really, ideally, you should wash your hands when you wake up. Then you go to the Beis HaKisei. Then you wash your hands a second time. Then you'll see all the brachas. And his order is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You make Netilas Yodayim v'Asher Yotzar. So the brach of Al Netilas Yodayim comes before Asher Yotzar. Even though now you're leaving the Beis HaKisei, so you think I should make the brach of Asher Yotzar first, and then I'll go back and fill up what I left out in the morning of Netilas. No. First make Al Netilas Yodayim, then make Asher Yotzar. Then what would you think next? What does the Mishnah Berurah say to do next? He's chalik on the Mishnah Berurah. Elokai Neshama. Because Elokai Neshama is a bracha, does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It's a bracha smucha lechaverta. So you want the Asher Baruch Atah Hashem Rafeichol Bosar Mafli La'asos, you want that to go on Elokai Neshama. He obviously disagrees. And Kimat, every sitter has it in this order. Does not have it like the order of the Mishnah Berurah to make it a bracha smuch lechaverta. For some reason, almost no sitter does that. They put netilas yodayim, asher yotzar, then, like it says here in Kitzur, birchas ha-Torah, and later you'll have elokai neshama. Ubirchas elokai neshama he puts at the end. Okay. Ches. Did I leave everything out? Okay. Avolo yivarech. That's first. Okay. One thing I left out. Okay. We'll discuss a little later on. Is do you have to wash three times b'seirugin when you come out of the Beis HaKisei? So the different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah says no. Okay. You're not required. Now, how do we? When you wash this time, you wash b'seirugin, right? We discussed this last week. You take it in the right. You give it to the left. and you go back and forth three times. I told you there's another opinion that says you don't have to go back and forth three times, you just do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And I told you the Mishnah Berurah says you should do four times to remove the Ruach Ra. But do you have to do this elaborate procedure when you come out of the Beis HaKiseh? So there are different opinions. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't. The only time you have to go Beseirugin is twice. Only when you wake up in the morning the first time, and when you leave a cemetery. When you're not sending, when you leave an oil hanes, when you come in contact with the dead by a funeral, or you go to a cemetery, or I think if you're malava, if you escort, people don't know this, if you escort a mace, even if you're never under an awning, if you're malava a mace, you also have to wash your hands. People think, I was not an oil hanes, I didn't go to a cemetery, I don't have to wash. No, even just walking, sometimes you're going in the street. So I used to go learn the Chaim Blin, there's a funeral right next to the Chaim Blin, there's always funerals happening. So it's a mitzvah, it's a very big mitzvah to walk Dalet Amos. To escort the mace, even Dalet Amos. So if you're coming out of the building and there's a funeral going on, which is very common, very often, and you just walk Dalet Amos to be Malava the mace, pay your respect. Anywhere you go, you're Malava the mace, you have to wash your hands. You're Mechuyev to wash your hands because of Ruach Ra, and that type of washing requires the Seirugin. But coming out of the bathroom, and you don't, Me'ikar Hadin, you do not have to. A lot of B'nai Torah do, because I think there are other opinions that say that you should. You should wash your hands B'Seirugin, even when you come out of the bathroom. It's a chumrah, which we'll see a little bit later on. Let's go further. Ches im hishkim. Okay, we have more. We'll start to finish this up. Im hishkim. If you wake up early in the morning, v'natal yada b'yotel b'lai look at it. Here we go to the nafkaminas. What happens? Remember the three. Here's where we come to the three different nafkaminas of why you have to wash your hands. If you wake up early in the morning, v'natal yada, you wash your hands b'yotel b'lai kidinai. So what have you fulfilled? You have fulfilled the obligation of chadashim labokarim rabbe munasecha. Your neshama has been restored to you. You're now like a koyein, and you want. Wash your hands. The Hoya Er Ad Or Hayom. Now, one thing I didn't probably explain is that some Mefarshim learn that the Ruach Ra, we don't know what this is all about, only comes upon a person when you go from night to morning. When you make that transfer, the Nafkamina will be, even if you don't sleep, you're up the entire night. You didn't get one drop of sleep, one wink, the whole night. Do you have to wash your hands, netilas yadayim, in the morning? So it all depends on the reason. If the reason is because there's a ruach ra, there's no ruach ra. Because you didn't go, that's the question. But some opinions, some hold that this ruach ra comes upon a person automatically when you go from night to morning, regardless of if you were sleeping. So even though here you know for sure that your hands are clean, you were up the entire night, you didn't put your hands in the part of the body that has sweat, but being that you've gone from night into morning, there is going to be a problem of this type of spiritual ruach ra, which requires cleansing. That's what it's over here. In Hishkim, if you wake up early in the morning, the natal yada bir laila, kedinai, you woke up 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and you washed your hands, and you recited al netilas yadayim, v'hoya or ad or hayom, and you remained awake until daybreak. Oh, another example. You went back to sleep. You woke up at 4 o'clock. You washed your hands. You made the bracha al netilas yadayim. And then you went back to sleep. And you slept for a half an hour. You slept during the day for a half an hour. 60 breaths. 60 breaths is what we call a half an hour. If you were up the entire night, you did not sleep. Every one of these examples, because you don't have here all of the reasons together. Your hands are clean in some of these cases because you were up the entire night, you already washed your hands, so you already fulfill the reason of chadashim lab of the kohen, because they only do that once a day. Chadashim labukarim is only once a day. There's a person renewed, but now you went to sleep again a second time, and also we have an issue of a ruach ra, the spiritual thing that comes upon a person when he goes from night to day. So all these examples, in one way or another, you don't have the ideal situation to require you to make a second bracha. L'chein yitol yadav shalosh pamim b'seirugin You should not make another bracha. You definitely make, if you're up the entire night, that's why we have on Shavuos, if you're up the entire night, you don't make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. If you already made the bracha when you were up at the middle of the night and you went back to sleep, and now it's the morning, you don't make the bracha again. You don't make it a second time. And if you sleep during the day for half an hour so your hands are not clean, all of these situations, when you wake up or the morning comes, you should wash your hands, but you don't make a bracha. And that's why you see in yeshiva, people up the entire night, for Shavuos morning, everyone goes to wash their, someone makes the bracha, but everyone goes to wash their hands. When it comes time to daven, before davening, you have to wash your hands, negelvas, netilas yodayim, with no bracha. Why no bracha? Because you didn't sleep. If you didn't sleep, so your hands are really clean, and the Ruach Ra didn't come upon you. So we don't have all of the reasons together. Someone else who did sleep will make the bracha to be motzi everyone else. If a person sleeps during the day, a person also should wash his hands. Now here, he's machmir. Here's where it comes from. The kid's shuchner is machmir, and he says, you should wash your hands, shalosh pamim b'seirugin, even when you sleep during the day. If you take a nap in the middle of the day for a half an hour, according to the kids of Shulchan Aruch, you are required to wash your hands three times b'seirugin. The Mishnah Berurah, I believe, disagrees. You don't need to do b'seirugin. Different opinions. People do different things. Yeah.
During the day, when you go and come out of the basic kisa, during the day,
yeah,
you need a keli.
Yes.
All the time.
A keli you need. You definitely, yes.
Just.
No, so if I'm not mistaken, a kli you need, but you don't need to do gimel b'serugin. You should use a utensil. I believe so. Netilas yodayim, I believe so. I'm not 100% sure. But I believe so. I mean, b'dievet, I'm sure it's good. Like we have over here, b'chol davar, it's not the full flesh. They don't do it.
They just
wash their hands under the water. I'm sure b'dievet, I'm sure there's an opinion. There must be an opinion. There are probably three different levels. I'm guessing.
Probably what you're doing in the basement.
I'm guessing there are three. I'm not so sure. That makes a difference. Ketanim or gedolim, I'm not so sure. But I think there are three different levels. There's just washing your hands. That must be done no matter what.
Yeah,
that must be done, because going to the base of Kisa, even Ketanim, you touch him, b'makom hatinoifes, so it must be done. Then there's a higher level of washing with a kli, mayim koyakav, but you don't have to do the whole show. And then there's the highest level of washing it three times b'seirugin, which the kitzur seems to be a fan of doing it. It's a discipline. It's a discipline. It's a lot of work to really pay attention. Okay, let's see the kitzur shochner gimel. Yeah.
Are there any differences? Let's say someone works a night worker, the 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Shift. What are differences in procedure of what he goes to do? Because he's going to sleep. He's missed this transfer of night to day.
Correct. So for him, the ideal thing would be is that he would when he goes to sleep, let's say he works a night shift, he doesn't sleep the entire night, and he didn't sleep.
Right.
So if he slept before 8 o'clock at night... Let's say he slept before he went to work, and it was nighttime, and then in the morning. Let's say he slept as long as it was night. If he did sleep at night, it's 8 o'clock. You know, in the summertime, it's not even necessarily night. But let's say he did sleep at night. He did sleep at night, and he stayed up the whole night. He, let's say it gets dark at 6 o'clock, and he slept from 7:30 to 8. He slept. So then, in the morning, he would wash the tilas yodayim, and he would make a bracha. Because he has everything. Because he slept.
But let's say he did not sleep.
No, then if he did not sleep the entire night, he can't make a bracha. That's exactly what it says. He washes the tilas yodayim, he cannot make a bracha, someone else has to make the bracha for him. That's like people who say the whole night shavuos to learn. They have the entire night, if they didn't sleep at all at night. Many people, they cheat, they go to sleep a little bit. But if you don't sleep the entire night, you can't make a bracha on the tilas yodayim, so you don't make the bracha. Someone else should make the bracha for him, or if he can, he can't. So let's see gimel. Avlo yivarech, I'll just do this and we'll stop because we're out of time already. Gimel in the kitchen. Avlo yivarech aleihem ha'goyis v'avikiv eger kasav debineir kol halayla. Also, here's what he says. Look what he says. Exactly your case. I don't even remember what I don't remember this. Debineir kol halayla v'gam osa tzrochav. If he was up the entire night, and also went to the Beis HaKisei, the combination's lethal. Yesh loymar, b'mevorech mishum sveik sveika. Why? What's a sveik sveika? Savik ha-rosh b'mevorech b'osot tzrachav. Okay, we don't pass like this. The Rosh says, every time you go to the Beis HaKisei, throughout the day, you make two brachas. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvot v'tzivanu al natilas yodayim. And then you make the bracha asher yotzar. We don't paskin like this, but this is what the Rosh says to do. The Rashba says that the Rashba is of the opinion that if you sleep the entire night, you make a bracha al netilas yadayim, because he holds if you're up the entire night, so what? Every single day, it's a new day, it's a new beginning, you make a bracha. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that since over here there are two different reasons why you should make a bracha, each one in and of itself is not enough to have your bracha, because we paskin halacha lemaisa, you don't make a bracha when you go to Beis HaKisei, and we paskin that you don't make a bracha when you're up the entire night, but if you can combine the two together, then we rely upon the combination of the Rosh and the Rashba to make the bracha. The ayin beber halacha demash manami daita kain. So the pin appears that the shemus of halacha by ground paschals. That's what you should do. So that takes away the shavuos problem. So why do people do that on shavuos? I don't know. They don't know the beber halacha, or they don't. They want to be machmir. I don't know the answer. Here, the Rabbi Brown says that I didn't see the beber halacha. Maybe look it up later. The beber halacha seems that this is correct, that we can rely upon this. I guess you can rely upon it when you have no other choice. But I guess Shavuos night, where there's no problem, someone's making all the brachas, so we do not need to rely upon this. We can have someone make the bracha. But if you have your situation where a person is working and he can't every day make someone crazy to make for me the brachas, so then it appears that if he's up the entire night, and of course during the night he went to the Beis HaKisei at least once, so then he can make a bracha because of this sveik sveik. Okay, we'll stop here and take a break.